One of the very basic questions, the most basic questions related to Ner Chanukah is the preferred location for the placement of the menorah. Very, very thorough treatment of the topic can be found in, among other places, Rabbi Dino Feldman's Sefer, Shnei Bina, where he writes and quotes the following. The Gemara on Shabbos, famous Gemara Chafal from the base, tells us that the Brisa says, Ner Chanukah, mitzvah lahanicha la Pesach beis hamibachutz. That it's a mitzvah to place the menorah right outside one's home, at the entrance to one's home. And the Gemara then adds that if a person lives in an upper floor, so in that case, he places the menorah in the window that faces Rishus HaRabim. And finally, the Gemara concludes, Bishasa Sakana, when one can't light in the preferred location because of the danger posed by the non-Jewish residents of the town, so then Menicha al Shulchano Vedayo, then place it indoors on your table, and that's sufficient. So in Shulchan Aruch, Tafresh Ayin Aleph, Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara, Ner Chanukah Menicha a Pesach Hasamuch L'Shus HaRabim B'Chutz. And Sif Hei Shulchan Aruch says, put the Ner Chanukah right outside your entranceway that's adjacent to the Rishus HaRabim. And if one has a house that opens directly to Rishus HaRabim, place it by the entrance to your house. If one has a courtyard that is in front of your house leading to Rishus HaRabim, place it by the entrance to your courtyard. If one lives in the upper floor, okay, put it in your window that opens or that faces toward Rishus HaRabim. And then Bishas HaSakana says, Shulchan Aruch, when you can't fulfill the mitzvah in that proper fashion, place it on your table and that is sufficient. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch, reflecting the Gemara and the Braisa, gives you the preferences. Outdoors, Pesach Beso, Pesach Chatzero, right by the Rishus HaRabim, and Bishas HaSakana, Menicha Al Shulchano Vedayo. So when looks in the Or Zerua, one of the Ashkenazi Rishonim, Chelek Beis in Hilchos Chanukah, he writes, the Ha'idna Deleka Sakana. Nowadays, he says, we don't have Sakana anymore. Or as we were writing in his time, I guess he wasn't living in a time and place where, as sadly was not an uncommon occurrence in the days of the Rishonim, Christian pogroms, Christian massacres, forced baptisms. The Azura writes, nowadays says there's no sakana. So loyadana, I don't know, he writes, my taima ein anu madlikin b'chatzeros. Why is it that we no longer light by the courtyard that faces Rishus HaRabim? So in his time already, he's questioning this practice that seems to have survived the Shas HaSakana period and endured beyond that point in time. And he says, I don't understand any longer why we don't go back to the original halacha of the Gemara, of the Brais on Daf Chaf Aleph, to light by the entrance to the Chatzir. So the minhag still remain to light inside, apparently, and he doesn't understand why that should be. The Bala Itter, one of the French Rishonim, southern France, in Hilchos Chanukah writes the following. First, he quotes the Gemara, Bishas HaSakana Menicho Al Shulchano Vadayo. If it's a sakana to light outside, light on the inside, on your table, and sufficient. Then he writes the following, V'achar shenagu ala sakana, once the minhag became to light inside because of the sakana, nahagu, that became the minhag. He adds, one who can place it on the outside, places it on the outside, and if not, on the entrance, meaning indoors by the entrance, that's what the Bala Itter then suggests, meaning he encourages placing it on the outside if there's no longer sakana. that's so writes the Bala Itter, if you can. If not, he allows lighting on the inside. The Chayadam are right now coming down to more contemporary poskim, late 1700s, in Lithuania. Chayadam writes, Bizman hazeh, we live amongst the Goyim. I assume in Vilna, late 1700s, I would doubt that it was the same Shas HaSakana that the Gemara is speaking of. He says, our minhag is, everyone lights in their home. So it's the Chayorim. Our minigas, everyone writes in their home. He says, even though people have entranceways to the chaser, to their shesharabim, the minigas we write babayas. So writes the Chayodam. Aruch HaShulchan, now a century later, end of the 1800s, early 1900s, writing in Nevardik, he writes as follows. He says, nowadays, we don't light outside. There's no sakana any longer. There was no sakana Nevardik in the year 1900 to light outside. So he's bothered by the kasha of the Orzeruah. So why are we lighting inside if there's no sakan anymore? So Chashon writes as follows. He says, nonetheless, it's almost impossible, he says. Why? So a bit of a new justification for the practice. He says, because in all of our countries, he writes where we live, Hanukkah is in the winter when there's rain and there's snow and there's wind. That's not shaykh to light outside. The only possibility to light outside is to enclose it in a glass box. He says, Chazal didn't impose that tircha on us. Seems like a original svara. He says, the only way to light outside is if you enclose it in a glass box. Chazal didn't impose that on us. How is that such a given? And in Eretz Yisrael, times of the Gemara and Babel, there was no rain during Hanukkah time. Okay, that's Aruch HaShulchan's justification number one. He says, furthermore, anyways, it wouldn't be such a hecker for the mitzvah. I'm not sure, again, why not? I mean, wouldn't it be quite obvious if you're lighting a menorah without a glass box by the front door that it's a hecker for the mitzvah? I'm not sure why that wouldn't be so noticeable as a mitzvah. And anyways, he says, on top of that, you won't be able to do it in all places. It won't be universally feasible possibility. So for those reasons, Aruch HaShulchan says, we all light inside, indoors. So a number of original arguments as to why the practice is to light indoors, not outdoors. I'm not sure if any one of these arguments is so powerfully convincing, but point being, he also writes the minhag is to light indoors, despite the fact that there's no longer a sakana to light outdoors, like the Chayodim indicated as such as well. And attempts to justify it, clearly sensitive to the question that would be the first and most obvious question to ask, why are we still lighting indoors if it's no longer a sakana to light outdoors? So that's the Aruch HaShulchan. Ah, Enochanami writes, unfortunately, especially in a recent year or two, I think people have more of a sensitivity now to the Shasa Sakana. I think that certainly is a sad reality that we are becoming more sensitized to yet again. That is true. So maybe you could argue that in Golis is never that confidence for too long that when you think there's no sakana, it will not become a sakana without you being prepared for it. In fact, one looks in Piskei Tshuvos, in the Piskei Halacha of Shmuel Kamenetsky, in Kovetz Halacha, he writes as follows. He says, B'shem Shmuel Kamenetsky, then Chutz La'aretz, we live amongst the Goyim, our meaning is to light not outside, but inside, in a window. And Shmuel Paskins, even if you're living in a frum neighborhood, where you would think, what's the big deal? Why not light outside? He says, no, that's the minhag in Chutz La'aretz, to light indoors. And he writes, he says, Shmuel said that no matter how frum you think your neighborhood is, in Chutz La'aretz is always the possibility of someone stealing the menorah, someone extinguishing the menorah, vandalism. And that too, says Shmuel, is reason to justify lighting inside. We're not talking dafka about a sakana of sakana sefashos, which, okay, that you might argue in certain neighborhoods, one might have a degree of confidence is not such a chashash in many places. But even the chashash of vandalism, theft, knocking out the menorah, that too is a reason, says Shmuel Kamenetsky, to allow justifying lighting inside. And therefore he says, the minhag Chutz La'aretz is to light inside, ve'ein l'shanos, he writes, ve'ein l'shanos. Now in Eretz Yisrael, where that's arguably is not the case, there's certainly a stronger reason to argue for lighting outside, which is the minhag in many, many places in Eretz Yisrael. A remarkable chiddush found in the Tshuvos of Rabbi Shua Ehrenberg, Dvar Yeshua Chelek Aleph Simen Mem, again cited by Feldman in his Sefer. Rabbi Shua Ehrenberg, writing in Eretz Yisrael, writes as follows. He says, I think you can justify the practice light inside, even though it's no longer sakana, because once Bisman the Gemara, when there was a Shasa Sakana, they allowed lighting inside. What happened at that point, he said, is that Chazal essentially removed the chiyuv to light outside. They're masaking to light bedafka inside. And from that point onwards, they never reversed the chiyuv to light outside again. That's what he argues. He says, in a chanami, originally the kana was light outside. But when the Gemara says, b'shasa sakana, light inside, they essentially reversed the chiyuv from lighting outside to lighting inside and never reimposed the chiyuv to light outside. That's what his argument is. And he says that if that's the case, then not only are you allowed to light inside nowadays, b'zman hazeh, but you're mechuyev to light inside, b'zman hazeh, because that remained the takana. That's his argument. And this argument received a sharp response from Rav Eliashiv. You can tell Rav Eliashiv, ordinarily writes relatively short tshuvas. But this tshuva in Chelek Aleph, Siman Samach Zayin of Kobetz Tshuvas, perhaps due to the fact that it's written to a renowned Talmud Chacham, who was the Av based in Tel Aviv. So he wasn't just an average Talmud Chacham. This was an outstanding, renowned Talmud Chacham. Well, Yasha writes a very lengthy tshuva to him, fiercely defending the practice in many circles in Eretz Yisrael to light outside, as we are familiar with. And he says that, how could you say that the Gemara never reversed the Takana to the original chiyuv of lighting outside? It's in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says light outside. You think Shulchan Aruch is writing about what they once did? Of course not. Shulchan Aruch is writing about Lamaisa today, what to do. So from the Shulchan Aruch itself, we see that that's not true, that they never reimposed the chiyuv to light outside. Shulchan Aruch clearly assumes that even Bizman Azad, the chiyuv is light outside, unless there is a Sakana. So Vyashev disagrees with Rav Ehrenberg's Chiddush, and he therefore clearly supports the practice in Eretz Yisrael to light outside. And he says, maybe when you, Rav Ehrenberg, come, next Hanukkah to light menorah, you'll rethink, your initial psak, and then others will follow suit, and Zchus HaRab will be talibo. Okay, that was his concluding lines in this tshuva, again, supporting, of course, in Eretz Yisrael to light bedafka outside.